Cliff Central. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com. Lady Love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this
time. It's O'Neill Africa. Cliff Central.
There's the brand new sounds of G-Eazy in the company of Chris Brown and Tory Lanez. The song is called Drifting. I also played you something new from T-Pain, a song called Look At Me. Welcome to yet another amazing edition of O'Neill on Cliff Central on a Friday afternoon. I'm not by myself, as usual. Junior is here. What's good?
Hey, it's good, my ninja.
You
it's a good day, man.
Are you happy to be here today?
Yeah, man. Celebrating cool. your birthday.
Okay, can we move on? We've got a great show today.
Yeah.
These gentlemen were here last week Friday.
Yeah, they tore this place apart. Man.
Due to popular demand, listen, they had to come back. Beyond Vocal is going to be joining us in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. Beyond Vocal, along with many other international acts, are actually going to join us in the studio today. So stand by. It's going to be an epic show.
Bananas.
Ladies love, O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this
time. It's O'Neill Africa. Cliff Central.
Inspired stuff, if you ask me. Monday's here with us. This song is called Anything Is Taken From Introspection. That's the name of the album?
Yeah, that's my name. The name of my album, my debut album.
Oh, it's your debut album?
My first album, yeah.
It sounds like you've been singing forever. It's like one of those guys with 10 albums. How do you sound like this with your first album?
I've been singing since I was 17 professionally.
Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And listen, very brave as well, considering popular music is what most new artists seem to be going for. Or rather, not necessarily new artists, but people who have been in the business, but they feel like this is the way to break in. I'll need to bend over backwards.
Yeah, trust me, it was not an easy decision to go this way. I called a lot of people to say, guys, people are saying this, what should I do? And almost all of them, 90% of them said, dude, do you.
Yeah.
You know, don't follow trends, because trends they come and go.
Yeah.
You might just want to write a song now that is within the trend.
Yeah.
And when you release it, that trend has fallen off and someone is coming in. You know, so rather do you, because when that song is out, when that album is out, you're going to be proud of the product that you have in your hand, because you didn't follow a trend. Because
yeah.
I think that you're quite right. Most artists have that problem, especially vocalists,
yeah.
have that problem that we want to do house music, for example, or Afropop, for example, or what's the latest trend? Jazz, hip, trip hop and stuff, and stuff like that. And sometimes you find the best vocalist doing music that doesn't suit their voice, but it brings in the money.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a catch
balance. You have to walk the balance.
Yeah, but someone also, I worked with Musa Manzini, and he said to me, the best thing to do is to do you, because when it breaks and it's you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that. Once again, Monday's here with us in the studio. You've been singing for how long?
Since I was 17.
Since you were 17.
Professionally, yes. That was 1999.
And how did you get into the music?
By default.
What happened? You just ended up at a show?
So what happened was, in 98, I entered a competition called Reach for the Stars. Mm. And you know, you're 16, you enter a competition, you go through to the finals, you don't win, whatever. 99, they call you in, do a show. Okay, you do the show, you come back next year, you do the show. And I hadn't applied to study any further. 2000, I finished my matric, and I had left to do a competition called the International Performing Arts.
Yeah.
When I came back, I realized, geez, I haven't applied for anything. My sister leaves 2001 to go study, and I hadn't applied for anything. She went to study something in graphic design.
Yeah.
I called a friend and said, look, dude, I need to study. I don't know what to study. Let me study music where you are, and then after a year, when I've completed, I'll find something to do. And I've been there ever since. I've never left.
Wow. Tell me, take me through the journey. Some of the people you've worked with.
Yeah.
Any notable names along the way?
Jeez, yo, man. Mm-hmm. Quite recently, I've worked with Pretty Ende on what's also that show? Starlight Classics. I've worked with, I've shared a stage with Ndate Huma Sikela, Ndate Vusi Mahlasela, Bokani Daya. Who else? Jeez, quite a lot of people. Now they're like running away.
Yeah, understandable. Yeah. Understandable. Okay, so, and then with what you're doing, especially with this album,
mm-hmm.
introspection, I imagine there's a group of people you work with to ensure that it sounds as well as it does.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about the creative process of this.
So the creative process, I've been writing this music since 2003. In fact, one of the songs is that old. The song is called Everything to Me. So I've been writing, and once I finished Idols, I decided this is the time now to capitalize on the popularity that is me. So I pulled in a guy called Brendan Jury, who worked with Anu Carstens, who did the Africa Rising DVD for Black Coffee,
as
a producer, and he understood me from the onset. And then in the recording process, I brought in very, very talented guy, Ezra Erasmus on keyboards, Merlin Michaels on drums, Cameron Ward, who plays with Huma Sigela on guitar, and you know Cammy.
Hey.
Yeah, man.
Beast, mean guy.
And then Eddie Stain on bass, and Tsekemalati as well on bass. So those are the people that I called in, and once I gave them the songs, I didn't have to tell them too much.
Yeah.
They said, we understand where you're going, can we take it from here?
Yeah.
And I said, please do, because sometimes as an artist, you get too frustrated and wondering, how do I do this? How do I tell this guy what to play? And because everything was pre-recorded, or I programmed it, pre-programmed everything. But you know, when you program stuff, it doesn't sound as great as you'd have people playing it, you know?
Yeah.
So, geez, on the first rehearsal, when they played it back, I was blown away. Is that like my music is coming to life, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the creative process in putting this album together and finding the right people to make sure that
it sounds like you were spoiled for choice in terms of talent as well. Like,
oh yeah, man.
It was easy for you. I mean, all the names you just mentioned, I'm like, how? But how do you get those people?
Look, I think I was lucky enough to when I studied music at TUT, I was lucky enough to start meeting the right people that I would work with later on in life. And when I started doing corporates, quite a lot of corporates prior to Idols, I met Cameron there and his band and other people. And Ezra and I were already sort of friends at that time, so it was easier for me to call in and say, guys, I need a favor. This is what I'm doing. Can you come to the table? Can you not? And they said, no problem. We'll come to the table. But I think as well, when you treat people right,
they
are more than willing to say, okay, cool, you know, you don't have to pay as much. Let's do this for you.
Nice, I like this. We've got Monday in the studio. One of the things that we do here, sir, is, as you see,
I can hear. I was wondering, like, oh, my music, I know the song is,
it's Junior on keys. We like to jam and just have fun.
Fabulous.
And try and get you at your most raw, if that's even possible. So Junior will play some keys,
mm-hmm.
and I imagine you've got 1,000 melodies in your head. Your job is just to freestyle and just play around with it.
Not a problem. I studied jazz, so I'll be doing quite some scatting.
That's fine. So
cool.
Feel free to just feel your way around.
All right.
And you can just tell him if you want him to speed it up, if you want him to change the keys.
Yeah.
So we have our first performance with Monday in the studio.
Ubile urijo chaka chamoya Ereke kupala wena ketla lampa na palera Put it on the little bass, so the left, you do the bass, the cap, the duke, the pump, the
Un buon celerato. Oh yeah yeah. Ah ah ah. Via soia fumo si fer in sacca. Un buon celerato. Every time I see you I smile, 'cause you're my girl. Yeah. And when you touch me, girl, I smile, yeah, 'cause you're all the one that I love all day, all night, every hour, every minute. When the days and the nights turn to hours and I, baby, I feel like making love.
Oh man, listen. Listen, one thing, I'm also spoiled for choice. Like, in terms of the talent that comes through here, man, yeah. You're amazing.
Thank you, man.
You are amazing as a singer. How do you stay that sharp as a singer?
Look, singing, because the voice is a muscle, and every day that you do not exercise the voice, you know, your muscle gets cold. Okay. So when you get back onto the to try to singing, yeah, you're literally basically starting from scratch. So every day I try, even if I don't have a gig, I try to do something. I try to sing something. Mm-hmm. I listen to, I just actually got the new Maxwell. So I was like checking it out, like, whoa, this guy's
Wait,
production.
Wait, is the album out? The
no, no, no,
album.
It's just, the album is coming out in July, I think it is.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and I can't wait to hear what he's done from Black to now to Summers.
Yeah,
you know?
He's one of the most consistent, so...
Yeah, and his writing, in fact, I was checking it out, it's like, no. He doesn't write like any other person.
Yeah.
So I listen, I check out, I sing what he's singing, and then you hear other stuff and you try to sing all that stuff.
Yeah.
So to stay on point and to stay sharp, you gotta exercise your voice every day, every time. Like an athlete, you know, if a cyclist, for example, if they stop cycling for 2-3 months, if they're getting to a race, when they get to the race, they're cold, they won't perform as great. So I try to sing something every day.
How often do you perform?
I'm mostly doing a lot of corporate these days, and this year it's quite. I think I'm quite lucky this year to have to be doing a lot of corporates. Like quite recently, I performed with Bokani Dia as well, Tracy Lee Oliver, and Loiso Bala.
Yeah,
and it was a big show.
Nice.
And I got to do one of my favorite songs titled Peponi. In fact, it's a remake of the U2 song called Paradise.
Mm.
So, but now it's done in Swahili and I can't remember, Oruba, I think it is, yeah.
Mm. Nice. I would like for you to perform one of your songs, perhaps an acoustic version, if that's possible.
Man.
So what we can do is, the other option is you sing it. Obviously, Junior is not familiar with most of it. You sing and he follows. Is that
Let
possible?
Me try to play.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Nice.
Jump in.
That's even better. We've got Monday here with us, ladies and gentlemen, and he's now taking over from Junior. He's going to play and perform for us. So that's coming up.
Come on, boys. Let's do this. On 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
You're listening to a Pillow Canada. Radio has never been better.
Radio has never been
better. Pillow Canada.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Ngizo Shalangi Kukumbula Standosa Ngizo Shalangi Kukumbula Standosa Do you remember, baby, the first time we met? I had too many, a girlfriend said, but then you came along. I remember the day under the willow tree. I sang you my song. You are a new bee. But then you had to go. Why? I wondered if I'll ever see you again. Shalangi kukumbula standosa. Do you remember, baby, the first time we kissed? It was so beautiful and everlasting. I always knew you would be my lover, my everything. I sang you my song. You are a new bee. Then you had to go. Why? I knew I had to see you again.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Like, how is this even possible? How can so much come out of one man? Like,
and I'm not even the greatest piano player.
Amazing, bro. Wow. Amazing. Thank you. I can tell you listen to music. That's very obvious. That's something that's coming across very obvious. So you obviously do a lot of research before you work on your own music.
No, definitely. I mean, I remember when putting this album together, my producer said, in fact, I think that's what I learned from him. He said, before you even start writing a song, conceptualize the sound that you would like to have. Then bring those ideas to me, and then I'll be able to direct you in that direction. So I did a lot of research. I mean, I remember him giving me an album by Massive Attack, and I had never heard of them, UK-based guys. And I listened to them. I said, whoa, this is the sound I want. The cleanliness, it's very meticulous, you know? Yeah. And then I put in some UK guys, Stephen Simmons, an Australian guy called Geoffrey Williams, and some very unknown people, but the sound quality is what I went for. So I did a lot of research. And even now when I'm writing, in fact, when I was freestyling, I sang a song that I'm currently writing now. So I just figured it would be interesting to hear me sing that melody or those words on what he was playing now.
Nice.
So I figured that, oh, great. And it came out quite nicely. I was like,
it did. So I'm going to just take you away a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of the people you listen to, are there covers that you enjoy doing?
Geez, a lot.
Yeah?
Do a lot of covers.
You want to do one for us?
I was checking out the song, Excuse My Playing, I think.
It's you. You come out from nowhere, disappear, reappear. Houdini will be very proud. I can speculate your fears, ponder on your tears. I just want to hear the sound. And I know you love to live extreme. Your sword is made up of your dreams. Tell me who's cut now. There's a road that's paved and made with signs along the way. Come through somehow. Oh, oh, oh. I can be anything you want me to be. Baby, let me love you. Show you exactly what you mean to me. Honey, let me love you. Listen to the way I feel when love can change you. Love arranges you. Heaven bless the day God sent you here. Hoping that love don't disappear. Feel you in ways I can't understand. Honey, baby, tell me I can be your man. Let me be anything you want me to be. Baby, let me love you. Show you exactly what you mean to me. Honey, let me love you. Love you now. Love you now.
Ah, you're amazing, man. You are amazing.
Thank you, man.
From the album Introspection is a brand new one. This is Monday, and he just listen, man. Your sound is unbelievable. Honestly, like I listen to it, and I get goosebumps because I think we need more of this on rotation right now. Like
everything
just sounds so repetitive, and to hear something like this is just mind blowing to me.
Thanks, O'Neill.
Is the album out already?
The album is out. Unfortunately, it's not in stores yet. But if you go to, if in Joburg, Bromfontein, there's a shop called Just CDs. They have a couple of copies. In Pretoria, they've got BG Music. They've got a couple of copies. But because we're living in the day of technology. Yeah, it's on iTunes, it's on Google Play, it's on Microsoft, it's on Xbox, Microsoft.
Yeah.
It's on Amazon, it's on CD Baby. Just look for it. If you just type Monday, introspection, it'll pop up.
All right. One of the things that we try and do here, we pair different artists together.
Yeah.
And we just jam in the studio. But in the interest of time, these gentlemen who just got here late, they're going to do something, and then just before we close, we'll do something together.
No problem.
Just an impromptu performance together.
Lovely.
Nice.
Cool stuff. So, Saudi Soul is here.
Yay!
Yo!
Yay!
They've come all the way from Kenya just to be late.
O'Neill, we were in the city center, we were doing sound check for the show that's tonight.
And you guys are giving me.
And because we are Kenyan, we ran here.
We are literally.
A marathon.
We came running.
Marathon. We didn't know there's other ways of getting here. So we just had a GPS.
We were wondering what are those things with wheels
GPS
for.
GPS app. And we're just like, you know what? This is a running distance, man.
Yeah. I shouldn't believe you. Have you seen how Kenyans run?
Yeah.
No. I actually believe you because you guys run like that. Yeah. Amazing. So, welcome to the studio, guys.
Thank you, man.
And you guys have a show tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's specifically why you're in South Africa.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's at Carfax.
At Carfax.
Yeah.
What time is the show?
It starts at 8 p.m.
Uh-huh.
So, we'll be performing alongside Trezor, Twins on Decks.
Yeah.
The show is called A Frequency. So it's just a show that brings together different artists from all over Africa.
Yeah.
Just to showcase their talent. Yeah.
There's, you guys are also traveling to Swaziland. That's one thing that's happening.
Yeah.
Most people are going to Swaziland.
They're not traveling. They're running.
We're running to Swaziland.
Bushfire is like a 24-hour run.
Yeah. Yeah. 24 hours. That's
apparently 4 hours drive. So
4 hours drive, 24 hours.
Why drive for 4 hours when you can run for 24 hours?
Actually, no, guys. 4 hours drive is actually a 6-hour run.
6 to 7 hours.
Okay, I see.
These guys have got this. There's a all the way down. Yeah, Bushfire is quite. It's a big concert in Swaziland.
They've adopted it now into being one of the flagship events for the continent. So
actually, BBC named it the top festival in Africa.
So that's nice. Yeah. Imagine all the versions. In Swaziland. Anyway, so can we do the? Can we do the performance?
Yeah, sure.
Saudi Soul is going to do something for us.
Yes.
And look, we're just jamming. And Monty is going to join in as well. And yeah, let's see what we're able to come up with.
Can I have some more volume on my... Okay. Hey, South Africa.
Joburg.
Yeah. Hey, Isabella. Are you gonna come out and dance with me tonight? The stars look beautiful outside, so, so beautiful. And tell your mama I said sorry, I didn't bring you home early last time and I was a little tipsy. I know she doesn't miss me, so put on those shoes that I like and we'll go and dance the night away, away, yeah. Because YOLO, YOLO, you only live once, so. And me, I wanna have some fun. Punjami fupa kama meno iko. Up and away we go. And spend all my money on you, baby, cause I can't take it with me when I'm dead, so tonight. Tonight, we are young, high, and in love.
High in love.
Ooh, Monday.
High in love.
Yeah.
Isabella. Hey, Isabella. Don't you worry about coming home. I just changed my mind. My mind. We gonna have some fun, just you and me.
So put on that dress that hugs you tight, and we'll go and live our lives again. Because YOLO, YOLO, you only live once, so. And me, I wanna have some fun.
kuvunja mifupa kama meno iko. Happened the way we go. And I spend all my money on you, baby. Cause I can't take it with me when I'm dead. So tonight, tonight, we are young, high. And in love, your love, you only live once. So me, I wanna have some fun. Vunja mifupa kama meno iko. Up and away we go. And spend all my money on you, baby. Cause I can't take it with me when I'm dead. So tonight, tonight, we are young, high, and in love.
Saudi Soul. Guys, I love Saudi Monde.
Yeah. Monde has been a member of Saudi Soul for many years. Just in case you didn't know.
We just gave him a break to go and sort himself out. Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, man, good to see you, bro. Welcome back.
Thank you, man. It's been a while, eh?
Monde, listen, yeah. Thank you very much for stopping by, my brother.
Only a pleasure.
Are videos out yet?
There's a video, yes, for Just Show Me. It's on YouTube. It's also playing on Mzansi Magic, I think it is, yeah?
Yeah.
So on YouTube, just type Monde, Just Show Me, and it'll pop up, man.
When next are you performing?
So I'm going to France next week for about seven days.
Okay.
We're going for the Medium Conference, and I'm hoping to do a huge performance there.
Nice.
Hopefully people will like it. And when I come back and I do a couple of weddings, and we're planning to do another show of mine, but in Nelspruit.
Nice. Listen, anytime you feel like coming back here, feel free to come back and let's just jam.
It's an honor, man. I'd love that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you so much, Oni.
So the album is out. It's available. It's called Introspection. Listen, you've already heard the man performing. You want to get yourself this album. Now, we wrap up with Saudi Soul, who are here. They have a performance tonight. Once again, take us through the details. That's Carfax, right?
Yes, this is Carfax.
Yeah.
In Newtown. Yeah.
Yeah, so Carfax, Newtown, that's what's happening. It begins at...
From 8 p.m.
Otherwise, social media will carry all the details as well.
Yeah, social media is Saudi Soul. That's SAUTISOL. So on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you can find all the details there.
So shout out to all the East Africans out there, man. All the Kenyans that are listening, please come out and support your boys.
In the Nampas.
Yes. And of course, everybody's going to Swaziland on Saturday. You guys are performing as well there.
Yes, yes, man. We're going to be headlining the Bushfire Festival on Saturday night.
Nice.
It's going to be brilliant, man. Good energy, good vibes.
All right. We're out of here. Sadly, we're out of time. Junior.
Yeah, bro.
Cool. It's been great once again, Junior. So we'll hang out again next week, Friday.
For sure.
All right. So we are here. One of the biggest songs from Saudi Soul, as far as most of you listeners are concerned, is Surayako. That's the song we're playing out with. Yep. It's been great.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.